You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hello and welcome to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about practical self-care. Today is episode 1 of season 11, so I wanted to spend the season talking about what it actually means to care for ourselves and practical tools that we can use to help ourselves in those difficult moments. So in today's episode, we'll talk about what is practical self-care and how I can use it. So let's jump right in. Practical self-care is this idea that instead of just using self-care as an excuse to not do something or to perhaps pamper ourselves or use tools that we often hear. So just take a bubble bath or take a couple of deep breaths or have a glass of wine and use these tools as a way of self-care is not always 100% accurate. So these are things that we can use in order to care for ourselves, but they are not necessarily practical tools to help us care for our whole body. So when I talk about practical self-care, for me, this means that we're caring for ourselves. Right? So self-care means that I'm caring for myself. So it's not just the fun things. It's not just the breaks. It's not just doing things to make me feel better. But in fact, sometimes it's creating boundaries for myself. Sometimes it's doing the hard things because that's what needs to get done. So practical self-care is looking at it as a whole. So not just the fun things, but everything that needs to be done. So sometimes self-care might look like putting myself to bed when I'm really tired and I haven't had a lot of sleep. Or sometimes practical self-care means eating the salad even though I'd really like to eat the piece of pizza because I need to nourish my body, right? So it's not always the fun things. So taking myself to the grocery store is self-care, but it's not a break. It's not fun self-care, right? So when we start to look at self-care from the perspective of what do I need to care for myself, then I think this changes the types of things that we'll do in order to follow through with that. So I always like to use the example that what will we do if we were caring for a small child? So if I were in charge of caring for someone, how would I take care of them? Well, I would make sure that they're fed. I would make sure that they have water. I would make sure that they have clean clothes and a safe place to be. I would make sure that in a day they were learning something, in a day they had time to play, and that their overall emotions and mental well-being were being taken care of, right? Very basic, right? But that's what I would do. And so that's what we want to do for ourselves. When I'm thinking about practical self-care, when I'm thinking about what do I need to do to care for myself, I want you to think about if I was responsible for caring for someone else, what would I do to make sure that they were well cared for? And that's how I'm going to take care of myself. That's how I'm going to live my life so that my body and my mind and my soul are nourished and cared for. So I hope that you find that helpful. Let me know if there's anything that you like to do for practical self-care or if this is something that you've never really thought about before. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on janicelyons.com. Until next time, take care.